So I'd like to invite Jeanette and Natasha to come up and stand up here if they would, in the beautiful dress that I was admiring earlier. And also we have godparents. We have Sarah and Paula and Pauline and David and Nicole. Have I got everyone correct? Would you like to come up as well, please? Oh, their dresses are not as beautiful. Though they look lovely. But not a patch, no. Wonderful. It's good to see you all here. And, of course, we mentioned today is a very special day. It's 4 years since Natasha came to live with Jeanette and be part of the family and be her daughter. So it's a celebration in that sense. And it's on this very date, isn't it? The 27th of July. So that's why this is such a special day, and that's why it was chosen. I just want to read a passage from the Bible, from the book of Matthew. It says this: The disciples came to Jesus and asked, Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest in your kingdom? And Jesus called a little child, who he placed among them, and he said, Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes a humble place, becoming like this child, is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. I think we forget at times how precious children are and how special they are. But God doesn't forget that. And so this is why we're here today. I'd like to ask, first of all, a question to everyone seated here, people who come to this church normally. If you don't, I'm not asking you this question necessarily because I know you all support them, but this is a question to people who come to the church regularly, and maybe you could stand if you come every... If you've been more than once, maybe you could stand. People get confused and they think, is it me? Is it me? And I want to ask you a question, and I'd like you to respond, we do, not we don't. That would be just terrible. The question is, do you, the members and friends of this church, promise that there will always be a place for children here and that you will play your part in bringing children to a knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour? Amen. Wonderful. You've played your part. Please do be seated. We now turn, though, to special promises today, to promises which godparents will make and which Jeanette will make, and then we will bless Natasha. So, Jeanette, first of all to you. I know you've been very excited about this day. Yeah. You look very excited. Jeanette, do you thank God for the gift of Natasha, and do you trust God to help you as you care for her?
I do.
Will you try with God's help to share with Natasha your understanding of the love of God?
I will.
And do you promise to surround her with goodness, love and respect? You see, you've got to hold her to those now. You promise. So, Sarah, Paula, Pauline, David and Nicole, welcome. We know Paula, but welcome to the rest. Welcome, Paula. Do you all promise to pray for Natasha and encourage her to follow Christ? And do you support Jeanette as she endeavours to bring her daughter up before God?
Yes.
Wonderful. Now, this is very special as well, because normally when you have blessings and dedications, the child doesn't get a chance to say who the godparents are, but I believe, Natasha, you chose your godparents, didn't you? So you can hold them accountable to those promises as well. You see, they're not just people who your mum chose, you chose them, and so they're there to support you if you need them. So do you want to just step forward here, Natasha? Give a twirl. I'm joking. It's wonderful to have you here, and let's just bless you before God. Natasha, you are one of God's children, and your name is written in the palm of his hand. The blessing of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen. Can we have, I think, a round of applause for this? little nerve-wracking when you're a little bit older and you have to come up here. Babies don't know what's happening, but it's a bit more nerve-wracking when you're older, so it's wonderful. Thank you very much. You may take your seats now.
Thank you.
Wonderful. And we have a lot of people wanting to take part in the service, but we have Natasha's cousins and her sister here, and they're going to sing a song for us. Some of you may know it. It's called Reach. Is that the one? You see, I could have been in the group, couldn't I? And if you want to come over and take your places, get ready to sing. I'm sure you'll all enjoy this. I'm sure if you want to have a little bit of a boogie, stand up in your place, have a bit of a dance, or not, you could just enjoy it. This is a reading chosen by Jeanette and Natasha. It's called What is a Family? Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs, the ones who accept you for who you are, the ones who would do anything to see you smile and who love you, no matter what. It's sharing, comparing, bonding and caring. It's hugging and squeezing, talking and teasing. It's praising and knowing, belonging and growing. It's guiding, providing, trusting, confiding. It's loving and kissing, nurturing, missing. It's working and playing, treating and paying. It's occasional fighting and often delighting. It's visiting, hosting, and yummy Sunday roasting. It's relaxing and boring and most reassuring. It's coaxing and charming, appealing and calming. It's waiting, debating, fulfilling, elating. It's needing and feeding and tactful, conceding. It's driving, conniving, learning and thriving. It's holding and nursing, worrying, cursing. It's stressing, confessing and making a messing. It's loaning and moaning, helping and phoning. It's bickering, laughing, bedding and bathing. It's listening, coping, planning and hoping. It's relying, crying, a little white lying. It's forgiving and mending, liking, depending. That's what makes a family. Families are very strange things, I think. You can have large families or small families. You can have joyous families and you can have very subdued families. You can have very positive families who are very encouraging and welcoming, but you can also have very difficult, life-sapping families who find things a terrible struggle. You can have all sorts of families, ones that have experienced a great deal of loss and hardship, and ones that have experienced a large amount of life and joy. You name it, you can find any type of family you want. In the past, of course, families were defined in very specific ways. You had families who were there and this was the family, very small nuclear family. But now, of course, we have a wider view of family. We have those people we're related to, but also we bring into our family friends, or if we don't have a family we're related to, we draw around us people we call our family. That's how we define us. Here in the church, we have a family of God. We are a family together. And we act very much like a family at times. Good and bad, of course. There are all sorts of families. But the thing that is obvious and true about every family is that we need these people around us. We need them to get through life. We need them to get through difficulties. We need them to enjoy good times with us, to laugh, to cry. But most importantly, we need families to win game shows with. And so this morning, we're going to play a little bit of a game show. It's called Family Fortunes. I don't know whether anyone has ever watched it. But let's just cue the intro, if we could, so we get in the mood. Are we able to do that? Okay. Family Fortunes is a game where you have two families. where you've surveyed people and you have a certain amount of answers on the board and the families have to guess what answers are on the board. If they get the answer right, they hear this sound. It's very good, Becky, yeah. Oh, yes. And if they get the answer wrong, they hear this sound. If they get the top answer on the board, they hear this sound. Wonderful. All the sounds are working. So I thought, instead of choosing people to come up, we'd just be two families, split down the middle, one family that side and one family this side. I'm going to ask a question. If you think you know the answer, you have to participate, you see. You need to stand up and say, yes, me! Okay? Very simple, very easy. If you can't stand up, throw your hand in the air and say, yes, me! Okay? And I will try and find out which family did it. For ease, we'll have family A and family B. Just to say, family A is not better than family B because they're first in the alphabet. Exactly the same. Okay, right. Question number one, we surveyed 100 people. Been a very busy weekend. I've been up and down the high street. And we asked them to name something you turn off before leaving your house. A light switch. Is that on there? Yes, it is. But it isn't the top answer. So we throw it over to this side. Yes.
TV.
Is that the top answer? Oh, well, it's not the top answer, but it is on there. So we go back over here. You have one, two, three more answers. Do you think you can get them between yourselves or do you want to hand it over to this side? You want to play? Andrea's playing. Okay, Andrea, you're playing. Okay, three more answers to get. Someone in family B. Things you turn up. Yes, I'm sorry. The gas. Oh, top answer. Very good. Whew. If this was professional, you might win a prize, but you don't. Okay, two more answers to go. Anyone? I think there's a time. Yes?
The tap.
The tap. Oh no, I'm sorry. Now normally you'd have three goes, but we want to rush along. So over to this side. You just have to name one thing correctly that you turn off before you leave the house and you get the points.
Do it.
Just say radio. The radio, is that the right answer for the points or just 10 points to family B. A bit of a cheer would be good. Keep it going, you know. Excellent. Okay. Let's move down to an exciting question. Okay. Name something you put on a pizza. Yes. Oh, sorry. I had a hand here first. Yes. Cheese. Is that on there? Cheese. It is an answer. It isn't the top answer. So we'll throw it over. Yes. Tomato, is that on there? Is it the top answer? John's looking confused. Oh! So over to you. You have one, two, three, four, five more answers to name. Oh, that's tricky. Are you going to take it on? Yes. Do it. Okay. Things that you put on a pizza. Hold on. Yes. Pepperoni. Do you put pepperoni on a pizza? Oh, top answer! Oh, how exciting! Okay, so you only have one, two, three, four more. Four more. Yes? Don't have one? Okay, yes. Tomato sauce? Oh! Handing over to this side. One answer. Correct, that's all you need. Yes. Okay, the answer was peppers. Oh, yes! 10 more points to family B. Oh, you really need to catch up here. This is going to be the final question and it's worth 20 points. Okay. Right. Here we are. We'll go for the final one. Name something you might see in a children's playground. I didn't hear anything. Oh no, it was over here first. Okay, yes. Swings. Do you find swings in the park? Yes, you do. It's not the top answer, though. So going over, you were standing up very eagerly. You find a slide. Do you find a slide? Oh, the top answer. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4 more to get. Are you going to play or pass?
Play.
Andrea's playing again. Excellent. Okay, right. Another answer. Yes.
Hopscotch.
Hopscotch. Oh, oh, oh dear, you are nearly stuck. Oh, no. Over to this side. You just need to name one, and you will draw, winning the prize. Okay. Oh, we've had hands up, but should we go to Jeanette?
Yes.
Okay.
Children.
Ooh, that's a risky one. Do you find children? Oh! Wonderful. I declare our family fortunes to be a draw. And the prize is a cup of coffee after the service, which you can get through that door. We're so generous here, you see. Oh, I'm quite worn out, really. I don't know about anyone else. When you watch game shows like Family Fortunes or ones that involve competing groups of people, whether they're related or not, there's always a boundary to their family. You know, they're in a group, they know who's part of their group, and everyone else is on the outside. Although they might, you know, be friendly towards them, they have their boundary. This is our family, this is our group, and we are all together, and there's the rest of everyone else. There's always boundaries to families, whether it's the way they behave, whether it's the way they look, whether it's the things they do. There are boundaries around families. I want to read you a little quick passage from the Bible, which is from the book of Ephesians. And it says this, it says, "How blessed is God, and what a blessing he is. He's the Father of Jesus Christ, and takes us to the highest places of blessing in him. Long before he laid down earth's foundations, he had us in mind, you and I. He had settled on us as the focus of his love. He wanted us to be made whole in his love. Long, long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family. He wanted us to enter into the celebrations of his lavish, gift-giving love. Long ago, God set his love upon us and decided he wanted to adopt us into his family. And the Bible also says what pleasure he took in planning this. Long ago, God decided to adopt us into his family. You see, the thing about God is that God is a God of love. You may have heard a lot of things about God, but God is a God of love, a God of abundant love. He loves to lavish gifts upon people, so much so that he opened up his life, his family, to welcome everyone in. Following God is not about being a good person or doing good things or ticking all the right boxes. It's about God saying, I want you to be part of my family. I want you to come into my life and share all the things that I have. And what's so amazing is that God's family has no boundaries. It's not like the families that we create, whether friends around us or relatives we have. God's family is open to all people, those who are good enough and those who think they aren't good enough. The invitation is to everyone. Whether you know what a good family is or not, whether you've experienced a good family or not, whether you want to be in a family or not, you are invited to be part of God's family, to be adopted into his family. And the reason this is possible is because Jesus Christ gave his life that we could accept an invitation from God. That all the things we'd done wrong could be forgiven and we could come into God's family and receive all the gifts of the abundance of God's love. And that's why today there is an invitation to everyone, an invitation into God's family, ready and waiting to be accepted. We're going to sing a song now which talks about the love of God and about Jesus Christ. There's a story that William Barclay wrote about a group of soldiers during World War II who lost one of their friends in one of the battles. And so they took his body to the nearest church they could find. It wasn't one they knew, it was just one that was near. And when they got there, they went to the church because they wanted him to be buried in the graveyard. And the priest said, well, was he a Catholic? And the soldier said, well, no, he wasn't. They said, well, I'm sorry then, our graveyard is reserved for members of the Holy Church only, and he won't be able to be buried there. But he said, I'll see that there's a grave maybe a little bit to the side where I can put him and he will be cared for. So the soldier said, thank you very much, and they left, and they carried on with their fighting until the war finished. And finally, when it had ended, they came back to the church to see where their friend was buried, to pay their respects, to go to the graveyard. And they looked all around the outside of the church and they couldn't find the grave anywhere. So they went into the church and they said to the priest, I'm really sorry, but our friend, we brought our friend's body here and you said you'd look after him, but we can't find his grave anywhere. We've searched all around the outside. And he said, oh, no, his grave isn't round the outside. It's in the graveyard. And they said, oh, but you said you wouldn't allow it because he wasn't Catholic. Did you move the grave? And he said, no, I didn't move the grave, but I moved the boundaries because I wanted everyone to be included and welcomed. And you know, in the same way, God has moved the boundaries. He said, there's not people who are in and people who are out. There's not bad people and good people. There's an invitation to all people. And anyone can come into my family if they accept my invitation. The boundaries have been moved, the gates have been opened, and heaven is available to all. But the question is, will we accept the invitation that is offered? Let's pray before we sing our final hymn together. We're going to sing our final hymn, which was chosen this morning by Jeanette, and it's called How Great Thou Art. So as we finish our formal part of the service together, you're welcome to stay for tea and coffee through that door. We ask that God will bless us as we go from here, that he will walk with us, and that above all else, we will have a knowledge of his love and a recognition that we are welcomed into his family. May you have a wonderful day.